After nearly two decades of secrecy, Israel have finally admitted to the murder of Yasser Arafat's aide and deputy. Khalil al-Wizr was better known by his nickname Abu Jihad, who was shot dead in the PLO headquarters in the early hours of April 16, 1988, in Tunisia. Many suspected the assassination was by Israeli agents Mossad. The Israeli newspaper Yediot Ahronot revealed that the assassination was carried out by Sayeret Matal commandos, and the operation was commanded by Nahum Lev, a member of Mossad.
We know that because so it is not surprise. It's not make us astonished. It's a new information. No, and why now? Because Israel is not. It's not nothing to hide. And there is, I think, there is a law in Israel to reveal or to release information after some time, some while. So maybe there is no meaning of releasing this information now. Political aims or political message. More than that, Israel is too arrogant.
According to the article, 26 Sayeret Matkal commandos arrived on the beach in Tunisia in the evening of April the 15th and separated into two groups who were transported by car to a spot less than 500 meters from Abu Jihad's house, where they carried out the assassination.
Israel does not respect international law. When they're talking about the ugly killing, they don't care about the law. They are above the law and are not afraid of anyone in the world. We don't feel this happen suddenly. We knew before that Israeli killing Abu Jihad, and we believe this subject about what the Israeli occupation did.
The article explicated that the commandos, disguised as a male and female couple, approached the house, and upon finding the first bodyguard sleeping outside in a car, Lev shot him in the head with a gun equipped with a silencer that had been hidden in a large box of chocolates. Upon arrival into the house, they then shot the bodyguards and Abu Jihad directly alongside the gardener. Although Israel had finally admitted to the murder of Abu Jihad in 1988, the question remains, number one, why it's so timely now, and secondly, whether Israel will actually be held accountable for this crime. Nell Burden, Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.